Stories, besides telling us facts, speak of other things by virtue of their allegorical character. What is shown is an image of something else, of a reality that becomes present in what is represented. We are in the presence of figures, as in the first room, but in this case we are invited to linger on them, seeing what lies behind what appears, the image of God derived from the narrated facts and actions. What do the hospitable believe? What image of God is derived from the representation of hospitality? What image of man as created in the image and likeness of God is derived from the story or character portrayed in the images? In this room there are typically symbolic representations that embody in themselves what they communicate, such as tesserae or hospitality packs. Religious images also present what they are about. Once we represent God as creator, the covenant he makes with humanity becomes present. If we paint him worshipped by the Magi in a manger, our belief that distant nations and the poor bow before a guest the world did not want to receive becomes evident. If we represent him hanging on a cross, we affirm our belief that God's humiliation and sacrifice are a constitutive part of this divine hospitality.